Blog Talk Radio. Welcome.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Happy Wednesday. Welcome. It's a beautiful night in North Dakota and Michigan and Indiana. So, anybody else going to check in with us? What do we have to do? Like,
put your tummy here.
It's just plain crickets. This is all right. We don't like crickets. It's all right. Welcome, everybody. We have a good word tonight. And the good word is going to last as long as my battery.
There yet, but here we go.
It's all right. This is what we know. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it.
Amen.
Here we go.
Here we go with our pledge to our Christian flag. Whoops, it is not showing up there, is it? There we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And welcome, Mary. We're so glad to have you with us. We miss you. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And then let's pray these two verses over Jerusalem, over the United States of America, or any lost person in your lives. Pray Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen.
The eyes of their understanding and utterance of enlightenment, that you may know. God wants you to know who you are and why you are. It's my name. All right, I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Whoops.
Yes, I can hear you. You sound great.
All right, that's cool. Now, here we go. I'll have to have you give me a video again. Hello. I disabled myself.
I don't know what that.
Still hear you?
All right, now.
I don't.
Romans 5:17. Well, look at that.
anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. If you use that one first, then you can say, since everything's been made new, how much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, every single one of us that's living on this earth are in a battle. The Apostle Paul said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means we got weapons. And if you got a weapon, you got to know why you have a weapon, because you don't just have a weapon to look fancy unless you're living in America. That's all right. We like that. I think it would be good if all of us was walking around with a big 44 on our side, Clint Eastwood style. It straightened a whole lot of things out. Get in the safe. Look at that motor coach right there. Hey guys, driving right out there, just hand me the keys. That's ready to go right out and go down the road. Wow. God bless that man, whatever he's doing. Now, we're in a war. And I think many times Christians believe that when you find Jesus, all the battle goes away. And really, I think all of us would say that the battle doesn't go away. We just have the answer for the battle. We actually have more battle once you come into the kingdom than what you've had outside the kingdom. You're outside the kingdom, the devil's not going to fight you because he likes what you're doing. He'll empower you to help you get it done. Until he falls down and bumps his head and says, I better destroy that one, and then he'll just destroy one of them. And it's like, that's crazy. Anyways, I want you to think about these couple of verses. When we take our whole life right back to the very core of who we are, your core value, or as my grandpa would say, shuck it down to the cob, or let's get down to the heart of this issue, or to the meat of the issue. We got to realize that God has transformed us. For what reason? He didn't just do it so we could get religion, get a church, get a denomination. He did it so that we would be one with him. And we would be back to that place in the garden that Adam and Eve was at. And you could turn there. If I go over there, I'm going to get off my Sunday. But Genesis 1, 26 through 30, 31 says, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, and replenish. That was God's assignment to Adam and Eve. That's still his assignment to you and I. And until we're born again, we can't get back to that place where God wants us to. And so as we're born again, now God is doing everything supernaturally to get you to that place. Of course, the enemy, who's already defeated, crushed, destroyed, annihilated, made a public, open, naked shame in hell in his own territory, he just is crushed, has been crushed so many times he don't realize he's crushed or something. I don't know. But the word I want to give us tonight is it's a battle. Everybody's gonna have a battle. Everybody. Every one of us. I really want to say this tonight. I want everybody to be able to hear it and receive it. There are days I look at myself and say, man, if I could just get right with God or something, more miracles, signs, and wonders would be happening in my life. But I got more miracles, signs, and wonders happening in my life today than I've ever had in my whole life. So in moments when when we see somebody that everything within us is reaching out to help that person get God, and they just don't seem to be receiving it from you, don't receive condemnation from the fiery dart that's going to hit you right then, because that's the purpose of the condemnation. It's a fiery dart shot from an enemy. He's already defeated. You don't have any fire. It's just got smoke. And so don't be condemned in any area of your life. Every single one of you who are with us here, and you've been with us, we've seen your spiritual growth beyond anything you can probably imagine. Like really serious. And so you and I are stronger today than we've ever been in our life. We have more understanding of God today than we've ever had in our life. If you're a new person with us tonight and you're like, what in the world is this program? This is one of the greatest programs on faith there is on all of the YouTubes. One of the greatest programs. Why? Because we're going to grab a hold of a thought of faith, and we're going to hold on to that thing, and we're going to break it down in every area, and we are going to see you walk in faith. Yeah, Pastor, I want to be able to do this. Well, I know. I want to be able to do that. And don't stop speaking it like it's already done. Because if it's in your heart to do it, God is the one that put that in your heart. And so you and I, for 3 years, have been studying faith from every angle. And we pray for our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers. And we're like, well, that didn't seem to do anything. Just don't make that statement. Get this right. Get your tongue right. Sister Phyllis was preaching before we got here, and she was commanding all of us to get our tongues right. And we received it. But see what the enemy wants, and I'm not going to say that. What the already crushed, totally defeated, annihilated by the blood of Jesus enemy wants is for you and I to use our lips and speak against who we actually are. Because then he can come at us. And that's what we are not going to let him do. So, you and I, Romans 5:17, have received the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. Yes, we have. Therefore, according to that verse, we will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Now, follow me on a quick path about reigning. Not raindrops, you fall, not that rain. Reigning as a royalty. So turn over a page or two or three, whatever it is in your Bible, to Romans 8, and we're going to give you a set of verses 12 to 17. Romans 8, and we're going to give you the verses 12 through 17. Now, I'm going to start at 14, even though I sent you the 12. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Are you led? Then you're a child of God. If you're here tonight, you was led by the Holy Spirit to be here. There's other things that every one of us could be doing. So you can literally say, I am a child of God. I was led by the Spirit to be here tonight. I'm a child of God. Watch. 15, you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba Father. You've been adopted into the family except in the Hebrew language, there's no word for adoption. When they bring you into the family, you are as much as a son as anyone else is. But you and I have been adopted. We've been brought into a family that we may not have been born into. Watch. Spirit himself bears witness in our spirit that we are the children of God. Then talk to God like he's your father with the greatest of respect, with the greatest of love, with the greatest of honor. Minister to God from that point of view. And as you begin to minister to the Father as your Father, then he's going to begin to minister to you as a father to a son, and you're going to have that one relationship with him that nothing's going to separate. Look at what it says, 17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together with him. Well, we know that when you suffer in this day, suffering produces a hundredfold return. So you might have all of your faith out there in many different areas, and bam, this thing happens over here. You're like, what is going on? I'm standing in faith greater than I've ever been before. Well, what's going on is you and I are marching out there into the enemy's territory. He doesn't want us to have a single bit of the territory we're getting. And in so doing, he thinks that his only answer is, I have got to stop them in their tracks, so I'll send this persecution, this trial, this test. Well, you and I, number one, have the blood of Jesus. So as soon as the trial, the test, the suffering, persecution comes, you just put up the blood. I stop you in the blood of Jesus. I wrote Revelation 12:11. We overcome by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimony. So the way you overcome is to get your lips a-moving. I overcome you, devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Now, that's very interesting. Wow, I didn't realize Mary was here. Hi, Mary. Welcome. Love you. Let's go to my next verse here. Let's go to the one Sister Phyllis reads every night. Revelation 1:6. Revelation.
It's okay. What you were talking about, you were pulling a funny.
No, I don't know that I was pulling the funny, and I just got a dang tumble.
Ah, well, it was still funny. And the dang tumble is funny, too.
But think about it. It is a revelation because it's making it relevant. Thank you, Dr. Seuss. Sister Phyllis, you got the verses? Are you there or no? One, two, three. I better keep moving. Verse 6.
I just expect you here to quote it, honey. But I got it. It's verse 6, you said. It's I got to grab my magnifying glass, but I got it. And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
He made us kings.
Kings and priests.
And the priest. Now think about it. The priest is the spiritual duty.
Yeah.
The king is the governmental duty.
Absolutely. Yeah. Authority.
So God put both of those on the inside of you. And I want you to get what it says. It doesn't say we earn it, we educate it, bring it, we time and grade it. It says he has made us kings and priest. He's going to do this work. We've got to get ourselves in the place where we'll receive it so that it can actually come to pass. Now, I want
I
to
like
say...
The way it, I like the way it emphasizes that we do everything for the Father and for the God. His God and Father. I mean, we're working for the glory to God, the glory to the Father. Everything we do. Don't be selfish about anything and don't be foolish about anything because God is not foolish. Okay, I'll shut up.
Now, I want you to see this next verse. Watch this. Ecclesiastes 8:4. Now write these verses down and begin to meditate. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. We just saw in 2 Corinthians 5:17, when we come to God, he makes us a new creation. We saw in Romans 5:17 that he causes us to reign, that's king. We just saw in Revelation 1:5, we're going to reign as kings and priests. And Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Now, you're not King Charles over England or over America. You are a king and a priest unto God in the kingdom of God. When you think about what God's saying, and Brother David Barton has actually been teaching this throughout this series on America. We believe that Jesus is our king. We don't need a king over us. Jesus is the king. He is the lawgiver. He is the judge. He is the king. All three branches, executive, judicial, and legislative. It's all found in Jesus. The government, Isaiah 9, 5 through 9, something. Anyways, Isaiah 9. The government will be on his shoulders, king of kings. We're the kings he's the king of. We're going to present our crowns at his feet. Say with me, I'm a king. I'm a priest. And see, Ecclesiastes says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Now, let's go to what might seem like an unrelated verse to all this. But let's go to Malachi chapter 3. The Italian prophet, Malachi, it's the last book as it's written in the Old Testament, but we should probably include portions of the Apostle John's writings because John the Baptist was an Old Testament prophet, even though he's written in the New Testament. He was before the cross.
I call Malachi the tithing book of the Bible.
Yeah. But I want you to see Malachi 3:1. Behold, I send my messenger. He will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to the temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Well, that is exactly what happened with Jesus.
And Jesus came as a king, reigned as a king. His kingdom just wasn't on this earth. The kingdom that you and I are a part of is the kingdom of heaven. We come to earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are ambassadors, representatives of heaven on earth, and we are kings and priests. Now watch this. You got to get this. We're going now to Malachi chapter 3, and let's go to verse 6, and then we'll just begin 6 through 12. 6 through 15. I am the Lord. I do not change. All right, so this is Jesus speaking. Therefore, you're not consumed, O sons of Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers, you've gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? They were so blinded by their actions and the way they were living that they didn't even know. Well, then he just told them, we'll obey God's God. And they must have said no. And God said, yet you've robbed me. And yet you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse. Now, you and I have been redeemed from the curse because of Jesus. So these verses, you and I get the New Testament result of them, but we're not living under that Old Testament curse. You have to run tithing through the cross. On the other side of the cross, our side of the cross, the curse is gone because Jesus became a curse hanging on that tree. You and I get all of the benefits of the tithe as we tithe. Now watch. Please stick with me because I'm going to a very specific point right here. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food, meat, in my house and prove me now in this. God has told us to do this, and then he told us to prove his statement true. Stick with me. I will open for you the windows of heaven. I will pour out for you such a blessing. You will not have enough room to receive it. I will reap the devourer for your sake. He will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall your vine, that's your produce, that's your garden, that's your finances, that's your life. Your vines shall not fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts of heaven. Who's the Lord of hosts? Jesus. He's in charge of he's the captain of the Lord of hosts. All nations will call you blessed. You will be a delightful land, says the Lord God Almighty. Now, I started this out by saying some of us have been, we've got our faith up there in so many different areas of our life. We're farther out in faith than we have ever been, more in God than we've ever grown. I had an amazing testimony the other day of somebody that was a part of the program a long time ago, and they have come into the understanding of God. They're all of a sudden, their gift of praying and speaking in tongues just came alive in them. And they are so fired up with the word and the ability to pray in the spirit. Well, what does that produce? That automatically produces the place in your life of growth, development, and the ability to see beyond anything you've ever been able to see. Every single one of us that are living in these verses in Malachi chapter 3, and we're blessing the Lord and worshiping him with our tithe and our offering, you and I can look at life and say, wait a minute, I'm a tither. I've got tithers' rights. That devourer is rebuked. It's what Sister Leanne and I mean, you guys were sitting there with us last night on the camera watching me fix my semi down here. And part shouldn't have gone bad. And then today I got another part that's gone bad. I got to get it fixed. But I've got this testimony for you today that is just out of this world. And I was in the middle of the day, and I'm like, wow, Father, I just thank you and praise you and glorify your mighty, holy, awesome, wonderful, amazing name. Look at what you're doing for me. And he said, tell it tonight. And I'm like, well, all right, I'll tell it tonight. So listen to this story. Listen to me. Ever since Sister Leanne and I started this business, by the direction of God, we have been speaking, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've been speaking all of Deuteronomy 28, first 13 verses. He promised that all these blessings will come upon us, overtake us, that we'll be blessed in the city and the field and the fruit of our body, and everything we put our hand to will be blessed. Our needing more, our food will be blessed, our money will be blessed, our kids will be blessed. He said, I'm going to set you high above all the nations of this world. You and I should look so different from our neighbors down the street and how we live and conquer that they look at us and say, what are you doing? And we say, well, I'm walking with God. Really? Yeah. I'm reigning in life as a king with Jesus. And you and I are supposed to be so different that the world looks at us and says, what in the world are you doing that's so different than me? And we open up this book and show them. It's not that trials or persecution isn't going to come our way. It's that when it does come our way, you and I have the ability to crush it underneath our feet. And more than anything, if it comes at us, not only stop it, but get justice, judgment, and recompense against our enemy and receive 7 times and double for the same and 100-fold return because of the persecution. Now, this morning, when Sister Ann called, I told her about what's going on, and how the night is going and everything, I started to overheat. And I noticed that my engine fan wasn't kicking on. And, of course, I've immediately been speaking there. I speak over this truck, over everything in it. God makes all things new. That's what he said in Revelation. Behold, I make all things new. Therefore, I don't want nothing broken down. I don't want anything worn out. God told me he makes all things new. Well, then I want everything about my life new. I want new eyes. I want new ears. I want new teeth. I want new hair. Say it. I want my stuff new because that's what God made me to have. I mean, can you imagine getting to heaven and God said, I gave you new stuff and you walk around with all the cheap junk? I just came in and I prayed this morning and I said, you know what? It doesn't matter what's going on here. I'm obviously going to have to fix this. I claim the same level of finances that I've been getting every day as a blessing of the Lord today, even though my truck's overheating. And they sent me my first load. It was a good one. Sent me my second load. And I'm like, are you serious? They sent me a load where I got these rolling hills. And once I get up the first one, because when you're pulling on a load, the engine's going to eat it. Once I get over that first one, then the rest of it's just gravity, coast, coast, up, coast. And literally today, all day long, I ran my truck, never overheated, the same amount of money I'm making any other day. Right when the temperature started to increase, a 20-mile-an-hour wind showed up, and I'm driving right into the 20-mile-an-hour wind, cooling down my semi. And I'm like, are you serious, look at this. He said, you're rebuking every part of you got to do. I'm rebuking every part I got to do. Now the only thing that's left to do is where this enemy thinks he can move past the devourer being rebuked, you and I condemning every tongue that speaks against us, you and I standing and fighting and every single day. There's only one thing that's left, and that is, well, you stupid enemy, guess what? Not only are you crushed under my feet by the blood of Jesus, but I receive seven times and double for the same for you disturbing my peace.
Amen.
And that comes in finances. Now, I don't know what to tell you if you don't want money. You have no idea what to tell you. You're selfish. You're very selfish. Because you've got everything you need. And God wants to bring you more, but you don't want it. You can't do for somebody. If you're not there to take that and do for somebody else, you're a selfish person. When God would put it in your hand, the ability to create and have wealth, and you won't go after it, that's selfishness. That's selfishness. Now, I'm not angry at nobody, but here's what begins to happen if we're not careful. We take a step in God, and the pressure comes. What's the pressure trying to do? Trying to get us to surrender that step in God. Don't surrender it. Drive your stake in the ground and say, it don't matter. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. You can't move my stake. And that blood covers my, it purges my sins. It makes me whole. It makes me wise. It makes me rich. The same blood of Jesus. You'd be like, don't talk about that. What do you think the word redemption means? Redeemed means he bought you back. It's a financial term.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus bought you. It's a financial term. The blood is doing a financial act to get you in the kingdom. I'm getting ready to run around the parking lot right now.
Have you ever redeemed a coupon, taking a coupon to the store to redeem something?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Really? Well, I have.
I'm a man. I don't think a single man has ever done a coupon,
haven't
we?
I'm not a man, so I can't comprehend that.
No, it's exactly what Phillips is saying. Yeah, that's right. That's very good. Take the coupon, take it to the counter, and you redeem it. You get your 50 cents, $2, whatever it is. That's what Jesus did with his blood. One of the first acts of Jesus' blood is to buy you back from sin. You are a slave to sin. And he had to buy you to give you liberation. Now, what's the point of what you're saying? When I finished this day, not only did I make the same amount, I made more than a couple days last week. Grossed it. And my total miles was 163 or 72 or something. All the miles I ran in the whole day. And some of them other days, when I made less, I was running 400 or 500 miles. And this is what he said. If you will let me do what I want to do, I will amaze you every single day. But what happens? Oh, Jesus, I'm unworthy. Don't do that for me. If you're going to go to the unworthy, then you're going to hell. That means the blood hasn't worked. The blood makes you worthy. You were unworthy. You are now worthy. You were a sinner. You're no longer a sinner. You are a saint. Were in darkness. Now you're in light. Christians wouldn't walk around saying, I'm in darkness, I'm in darkness, I'm in darkness. There'd be no better than that. But we'll walk around saying, I'm still a sinner. Oh, yeah. Hey, Pastor, I still sin. Well, then get saved. Get saved. Get the revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because he gave you his righteousness. You don't earn it. You can't earn it. It don't matter how good you am. You ain't going to do it. So anyway, at this point, I'm going to get stuck there. I will not get stuck there. This morning, I'm like, all right, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that's rising against me in judgment, I condemn it. I know, Jesus, you're condemning everything that's out there. I know I got the angels of the Lord surround me, protect me, keep me safe in all my ways. I say of the Lord, you're my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. I'm just going through all this. I get to the book of Malachi. I'm like, we are tithers. Therefore, the Father said that he has opened the windows of heaven for us. He's poured out a blessing we're not able to contain. Our seed will get to the ground, and our fruit will not die in the field. You, Lord, are rebuking the devourer. And he said, are you doing it too? And I'm like, uh-oh. He just asked me a question about this. I'm just going. I said, the Bible says you're rebuking the devourer, but I don't think it says I can't. He said, rebuke the devil anytime you see it. But I'm rebuking the devourer because you're walking with me and you're worshiping me with the greatest of worship there is. Now he said, when that enemy tries to move past your tithe where I'm rebuking him, know this, I've already crushed it. The only thing you got to do is keep your mouth right. See, Sister Phyllis was saying that beforehand. She didn't know. I had to stop her. She was getting ready to preach my whole message. I could tell. It's all right. It just proves you're connected. Now, let's look at another verse. You may have never seen this verse before. Micah, God bless Micah. That's my son, my grandson's name. I love you, Micah, and Josiah, and Elijah, and all my kids. Uh-oh, and I felt bad. And Jesse and Andrew and Josh and Emily and all the fur babies. Yeah, I got them all that. Well, and Scott and Braden and Brandon and Libby. They get them all? Anyways. Micah 4, 1 through 9. Now, look at this. This is a great set of verses. Who knows what time it is? Anybody know what time it is? I do. 8:30. All right. Micah 4, 1 through 9. If you've never read the book of Micah, then you go to our YouTube page and you search up our playlist on Read the Word, and you get in there and find it and start reading. If you're not doing the Read the Word every day with me, make sure you get it done. Let me say something about that. I'm going to pause just a minute. Beginning of the year, I was putting the Read the Word that we made last year up on my Facebook page. And that got to be such a fight to get it done. I finally just had to, I would, certain, some days I just, it wouldn't upload, it just, like, wow. So, I encourage you, if you're listening to the Read the Word program every day, and I would encourage you to do it. It's really good. God just speaks in every one of them videos. If you're doing that, if you're listening to it every day, please make sure while you're listening to it, you share the link to it into the family thread or into our Read the Word thread so that other people can have it. Put it on your Facebook. Share it on your Facebook page. Share it wherever you can share. Because I was very diligently doing it, and it just became this serious opposition to me being able to get it done. And so I encourage you to be a part of that. I do it every day. I'm probably going to go through the Bible 3 times this year with those videos as I'm out here working, because I do most of them 3 times. just because the Holy Spirit is just speaking to us. It's so good. It is so good. Even though it's from last year, what's interesting about it is you can see what was happening last year. You see where we are this year. You can see our growth and development, and you can see that this world is ready for Jesus to return at any moment's notice. That's really amazing. And if you don't know what Read the Word is, we read through the Bible last year chronologically, divided it up between 360, read it through chronologically exactly how it happened historically. And it's an amazing set of videos, and most of them are about a half an hour long. Great for your morning devotions, your special time of study with God, whatever it is, and it'll be a blessing to you. Now, let's get back to this. Micah 4. Now, look at what this says. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and the mountain of the Lord's house will be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to the mountain of the Lord's house. Many nations shall say, come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his way, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Well, Zion in the New Testament, pause just a second here. Am I back? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Zion in the New Testament is the church. So watch what it says. For out of the church, the kingdom, the law will go forth. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge many peoples, rebuke strong nations afar off. They'll beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Now, that's a prophecy of the thousand-year reign. Now, watch. Find it in my Bible. I am on verse number 5. For all people walk each in the name. 4. Everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree. No one shall make them afraid. The mouth of the Lord of the host has spoken it. For all people walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame. I will gather the outcasts and those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant, and the outcast a strong nation. The Lord will reign over them in the mountain, in Mount Zion, from now on, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, that stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come, even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. The former dominion is coming to us. Now watch. Look at verse 9. Why do you cry out loud? Is there no king in your midst? Has your counselor perished? Have you ever found yourself complaining against God? And the answer that all of us can say is, well, yeah, sure, sure. I don't want to have to say, yeah, sure, but I mean, bottom line, you got to admit it. There's times, many times in our life, we're not praying, we're complaining. Look at that verse says, why do you cry like this? Is there no king in your midst? Now, put it in the New Testament. King inside of you. We just read five supporting verses in the New Testament that calls you a king.
If you're married to a believer, that
to the end of the day that we live, and you got to look at yourself and say, hold it.
Of America.
Open your mouth and speak the will of God done. A king doesn't hesitate to make a decree. As soon as it is made, it's brought to pass. When the king makes a decree, everybody in that throne room is everybody immediately moving into care to make it work. Many of us have not made decrees. We say, I'm born again. Thank you, Jesus. I'm filled with the Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your blood. I'm so glad. I got your blood. I'm so glad. Man, you just healed me, baby. Well, I'll take it out. Just heal my eyes. Or I don't care if my eyes are healed. Just heal my ears. Jesus healed them all. The whole thing.
Amen, amen, amen.
Well, somebody will find it. I'm going to give you this verse out of Job 6, 6:24 and 25.
Job 22:28.
22:28. What did he put it over there for?
He just seemed to sit there.
Oh, guess what? I got a marker right there on the bottom of my page. All I had to do was just look there. Here we go. Jude, go to the book of Jude. Job 6:24. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. I don't mean take your fingers and hang on your hand. I mean, stop your mouth from flapping. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. So, cause me to understand wherein I have erred, and then beat me with a stick so I'll never do it again. Please, God. That's not what Job said. That's how many Christians view our Father. And that's not who he is. He reserves his wrath for his enemies. He reserves his love for you and I. He reserves his tender mercy for you and I. His favor is what he gives to his children. His blessing. Let's read it again. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred. Look at 25. How forceful are right words. Right words are where I've got serious power. Learn to get your conversation right. What did Job say? That which I greatly feared has come upon him. Why? Because he let his fear get in his mouth, and when he spoke it, he let the enemy destroy him. This is only 3 weeks of Job's life of over 212 years or whatever it was he lived. Let's go now to Job 26. No. Let's go now to Job 22. And we'll start with 21. And we'll go down to 30. Watch this. Everything tonight is about don't let the stuff going on around you to get you to stop speaking the word of God and nailing this enemy to the wall. If you pray every night, Jesus, give my kids a dream and a revelation and an understanding, the world is that. Oh, there breaks popped up. If you pray that every night, then don't walk around talking about how dumb they are and that they are never going to come to God. What have you just done? You just spoke against the word. You spoke that my kids were coming to God. What does Job say? Teach me to hold my tongue. But so you can speak the words of a king, and those words will be established. Watch this. 21, acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. If you acquaint yourself with the Father and you begin to just live every day saying, I'm going to be one with you, and you're going to get rid of all this junk that's in my life. Look what it says. Acquaint yourself with the Father, and you'll be at peace. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth. Lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. If you stay under the circumstance, you're going to be down and out and under. That's just how it goes. You will remove iniquity far from your tents. Who
Look at 24. Then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold. Say that with me. Thank God the Almighty is my gold.
Thank God the Almighty is my gold.
Amen and hallelujah. The gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. 25. The Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. For then you will delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God your Father. Job didn't know him as Father, but we do. You will make your prayer to him, God your Father. He will hear you. You will pay your vows. You will also decree a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. When you make a decree, it turns the light in. Once you make a declaration, God is going to do this in my life. Don't let anything come out of your mouth from that day forward that speaks against the declaration you already made. Now, that's, you can just see how they're acting. They don't matter. It doesn't matter how they're acting. You and I are standing in the gap to God, our Father, God, their Father. He is already working on them. He is showing our time to be speaking for them to come and to get in the right spot.
In every thought.
Amen. That's good.
No, okay. I know. You have to remind me of those things because I know
thank God for coffee and Dr. Pepper all in one meal. When they cast you down, you will say, exaltation will come. Then he will save the humble person. He will even deliver one who is not innocent. Yes, he will be delivered by the purity of your hands. He will even deliver one is not innocent. Let's read it again. He will even deliver one who is not innocent. See, there is so much available to us in God. But we got to get out of this. These ways of acting. We got to walk into righteousness. And we got to realize the Father wants us to walk with him, every day. I was talking to him about finances the other day. He said, it's important that you finally get this. I'm going to get all the finances you ever wanted. I'm going to get you all the finances I've ever told you to have. But I'm not going to give that to you without you being one with me. Huh. What does that mean? God's not concerned about the dollar. God's concerned about your heart. As soon as you have your heart in the right place with God, then you'll fill your pocket with money. Because your heart in the right place with God, according to his plan for your life, you'll now put that money into the kingdom where he's already told you to be. And as soon as you put your money there, hundredfold return will happen, and it will come from everywhere. Our challenge is we're just out doing a business thing, and we're not truly becoming one with the Father. You got to see yourself becoming one with the Father. Now, let's see if I can wrap this up. We got one more set of verses here. Where'd it go? I got one more set of verses. Well, it is in some. Just give me a second here. I'll get some noise in the background. Watch this. Mm-hmm. Joshua, there you go. Joshua chapter 1. Should be about time to be done, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, who knows where Joshua is? Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings. Joshua, chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 to verse 9. I used to think it's going to be a whole lot of hard work. Me praying all of you into the place where you need to be. I don't have to do that. My only prayer that I got to pray for all of you is God, in a dream, in a vision of the night, get your soul to them. And help them see their place in you, because once they see their place in you, then my place is just to lead us where God sent us to be, and we'll all just fall right into the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And I can guarantee I'm praying for every one of you every day, every single day, that God will fill your life with dreams, vision, and revelation right while you sleep. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, no man will be able to stand before you. No man, no human organization, no ism, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. That's a high and lofty position, Pastor. It's not high and lofty. It's the reality that when God lives in you, God's not going to let anybody be bigger than him. He's in you. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I'm in you. Be strong and have a good courage. You just speak to the right of the inheritance. You and I are going to help everybody around us get the inheritance that belongs to them because they walk with God. They walk in the fitness of righteousness, and therefore they get their inheritance, because righteousness produces an inheritance. 7, here's the answer. Only be strong. Only be strong. And very courageous. That you may observe to do all according to the law of Moses. My servant commanded that you may prosper every place you go. This could be in the church. That's going to be in your family. That's going to be in your body. That's going to be in your marriage, in your business. You can prosper. This prosperity means great, abundant blessings of God with your peace. Blessings with ease. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, abundantly blessed in every area, and it's no sorrow with it. Sorrow comes from the enemy. They don't mess with it. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You will meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not? I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There is a king in you. If you don't let that king out, you'll still be a little peasant. And you're a king. Looking under Jesus,
the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. The author of the faith, the finisher of the faith lives in him. Just begin to talk to him and communicate to him as you would a father, with the greatest of honor and respect. I had somebody once tell me, well, I can stomp my foot and cry a little bit and God will give me whatever I want. Nope. He may have done that for a little bit when he was a baby, but put verse in the Bible. When we come to our Father, we treat him with the greatest respect and love and honor. And yet, the greatest of humanity.
Now you're sure if you read the whole Bible and there's no stomping your foot, then you can get any of those verses.
Well, yeah, there is. And the people that stomp their foot, stomp themselves straight into hell with Moses, they were stomping their foot all right.
Oh my God, just wanted to make sure that he read the Bible and
know
what he's talking about.
That the ground opened up as well. See, what ends up happening is you and I try to make God a human to get him down where we are. And God ain't never coming down where we are. My ways are high above your ways. You and I have got to cause ourselves his way.
Absolutely.
His way.
And we can do that by him joining us with his Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
And that is exactly how it happens. Now, with that, it's time to be done. I've said what God gave me to say. I'm learning to say what he gives me and then be done, even though I still feel like preaching for, as Roger would say, another 4 hours. You are a king. You are a priest unto God. He has made us, in Revelation 1:5, he has made us kings and priests unto God. Well, that better cause you and I to say, I don't understand this very good, Father. Help me come to a good understanding of what that means. He will. But I guarantee you what he does, it's gonna cause you and I to have to change, because he's the same. He doesn't change. Jesus, the author of faith and the finisher of all faith, lives in him by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God fills you when you're asking him. Therefore, you're full of the Holy Spirit. God said, I will come and make my abode in you. People say, well, God's just talking to me, and sooner or later he'll get it through my thick skull. He doesn't have to get it through your thick skull. He's got to get it to come up from right in here, up inside of you. He's in you. He lives in you. And that's the beauty of conversion. You get to be one with the Father. That's the beauty of it. You're converted. You once were in darkness, and now you're in light. You once were in sin, and now you live in Jesus' righteousness. You once were in fear, and now you're in faith. Why? Because Jesus, the author and the finisher of all faith, just came to live on the inside of you. We got a Missourite with me tonight, so I'll give you one more verse. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. And yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
You see, that's just one verse.
I'm sure.
We have to look it up, huh?
Galatians 2:20 is one verse, yeah. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. Life that I now live in the flesh, but I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That is Galatians 2:20. And that's almost word for word. Oh, there's so much there. If you don't look at those verses, or I'll be preaching. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you that you have made us kings and priests to you. Amazing. Thank you that when we truly came to you, we received you. You made us one with you. And you came and you lived on the inside of us. We just give you glory and honor and praise, Lord. May every person tonight who does not know you come to know him tonight. And may each of these who have been walking with you for years, may this be the night that they get promoted by you to a whole new level of the kingdom. And the blessing of the Lord truly comes upon them. And it makes them rich, abundantly blessed in every area. And it adds no sorrow with them. We give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Now, we always receive communion right about now. Is this Marianne? Are you with us? Can you put the communion verses up?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Positively. That's wonderful. I really like how we've got them and how it works out when we can all say it together. So I want to make sure we keep doing it. Thank you all for praying for being dead. Really changing. Things are really changing, and we appreciate your prayers. For those of you that might be saying, well, Pastor, I don't know about this community thing. Well, we do know. You saw enough of the Word of God tonight through me that you can trust the fact that we know. And that being the case, since we know, trust us. But seriously, what's going on here? Trust us that as we lead you into these verses, it's just us helping you see the Word of God. If you are a member of the body of Christ, the minute we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, then you're able to receive all parts of the communion elements. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. What's first?
The prayer of salvation.
Oh, I guess I'm supposed to read the verses first, aren't I?
Yeah.
All right. So listen to the verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 31. We read most of them. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night which he was betrayed, he took the bread. When he gave it thanks, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse number 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse number 28. Here's the process. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. One of the greatest verses in the whole Bible right there. Because they teach us that whosoever will may come. 1 John chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected amongst us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. I like that. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. And now we'll pray the prayer of salvation. This prayer will cause you to be right with the Father if you pray it and mean it from the depths of your heart. Don't just make it reading words, because reading words never gets you anywhere in the kingdom. Praying prayers gets you everywhere. And this is the prayer that God's given us to pray. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood. Destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life, all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly land, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Yes. Now, you might be saying, wow, Pastor, I can tell something's happening on the inside. It is. You're being made into a new creation right now. It's happening right now while you're speaking. I can tell there's somebody here tonight that's saying, Pastor, I never could tell anything happen in my life. Well, when we're done, go back and get this prayer. Pray it again. Send me an email. I'll send you this whole thing in email. Go to the website. My website is SamuelJCollo.com. It's a real simple website. And just click on communion because it's all there as you click on it. And it'll be a blessing to you. Because we want you to know how to walk with God. And we've got hundreds and hundreds of videos out here that will help you know exactly what to do to walk with God every day. You know, click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. I know people say that, but I also want you to notice I didn't have it in front of your face every 7 minutes either saying, click the bell, click the bell, click the bell. Bottom line is if you want to, you will. If you don't want to, I'm not going to coerce you or beg you to come be a part of it. Because every person has a place they belong. And I'm out of order if I try to get you into a place where you don't belong. And I won't do that. Welcome, Fred Heavy, with us in Jesus' mighty name. Now, are we ready? I believe we are. On my end, I lost track. There we go. Of the words. There it is. Hold your elements up. Say this with me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements
today.
Today.
This bread. Representing your body
and this juice
representing your blood.
Your blood
poured out for me.
I do this in remembrance
of you and all you did for me.
Jesus, you were wounded
for my
transgression.
You were
bruised
for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit,
in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions,
there is
nothing missing and nothing broken.
All trauma is removed from my life.
From my life now.
Every joint is supplying
in my body from your broken body, Jesus.
Now I bless the fruit of the vine
in obedience to your word,
in remembrance of your
blood shed
to
provide the redemption's price and righteousness for me.
By your blood, Jesus,
I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life.
I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus.
Old things have passed away. And now all things are made new.
By your blood, Jesus, I come to the throne room of grace,
where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of my now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Let's receive fruit of the vine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing a song like we do.
Not that I've seen.
All right. I just need to have you just let me make sure you notify me next time she's on. Well, that does it.
Do you want me to read Ephesians?
Most certainly.
Chapter 3?
Most certainly.
Right, then our benediction will be verse 14 through 21. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. And boy, don't we need it. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church of Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Forever
Amen.
And ever.
Forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And I was just gonna quote it, but I'm gonna just read it. Thank you, Phyllis.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to read all this wonderful, awesome word of God.
Job 33:1-9. Verse 14, for God may speak in one way or another. And yet man does not perceive it. Not that he doesn't want to, he just doesn't. Verse 15, in a dream, in the vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while they're slumbering on their beds, then he, God, opens the ears of men, seals their instruction and feels it. In order to turn man from his deed, that would be sin, conceal pride from man, because pride comes before the fall, and keep back his soul from falling into the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. Verse 25, his lips shall be young like a child, he shall return to the days of the Jews, he shall pray to God, he will delight in him, he shall save his face with joy. For he restores to man his righteousness. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And
we do.
God loves you.
Yes, he does.
And Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is.
We will see you tomorrow, noonish, in Jesus' mighty name.
It's already Sunday. Good night. God bless you.
Oh, my goodness. What is going on here? Pastor, did you go? Everybody? Is everybody gone? Hello?
Dear Lord, have hope. You might have your room. Because I had to pick up rocks from the farm from my dad out of the vineyard. So he was sliced into the roots. Dad paid me to do this to my friend. My big brother helped me. His name is Christian. I have another brother too.